You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today's segment, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, takes us into the roots of our region's history. I recently spoke with Barrie resident and longtime townships historian Joel Barter, someone many listeners will recognize from the Barrie Historical Society and the very active Eastern Townships Roots Facebook page. Joel has spent years helping people uncover and preserve everyday pieces of the past, from century-old wedding dresses to military banners and lost family documents. He's one of those people who shows that history isn't just about major events, it's also about the small things our families held on to. In our conversation, Joel talks about how he got started, the kinds of items people bring to him, and why he hopes residents will think twice before throwing anything away. Here's my interview with Joel.
My name is Joel Barter. I'm originally from, I grew up in Barrie, but I was born in Montreal. Most of the families back in the day, when it was hard to find a job, they lived out here, but a lot of them, spent the week in the city and came back out on the weekends, and that's kind of the story of my family for a few generations now. Grew up in the area. The reason I get into history was a combination of things. My grandfather, he seemed to know everybody around. He was kind of like a wheeler and a dealer, and he seemed to know everyone, so we were always driving around to visit this person or that person. And another big person would have been David Hosking, which was originally from the area. He was big in archaeology. I read his book, and he just visited all these neat places and lost places, and that kind of intrigued me, and I kind of followed down his path, I guess you could say. And like everyone, we move away, some stay. I moved away for probably close to 15 years, came back to raise a family, and had some free time, and my family's one of the original 10 families in Barrie, as well as on my grandmother's side, on my dad's side, their family founded Sherbrooke, which was Hyatt Mills. My family member was Gilbert Hyatt. So I was just asked by the Historical Society if I'd like to get involved because, as you know, a lot of people have moved out of the area and a lot of new people have moved in. There's not a lot of old families left in Barrie. I mean, there's still some, but they wanted someone who was from the area, connected to the area that everybody knew, which would, maybe gather more interest when it came to specific things we did with it, Barrie. So I started a very sort of a historical page on my own prior to joining the Historical Society, and then from there, they built a page and a website, and it was just a reconnect with memories of my youth and other people's youth.
So your work with historical items is through the Barrie Historical Society.
I'm the archivist with the Barrie Historical Society. We're also part of the Fédération Histoire de Québec. It's a small area. When we do an event, we usually do it with other historical societies close by, like the Compton County, and we all know each other, and everyone's intermingled. We've done events that have been financed by Quan or deal with Townships Association. Everyone seems to know each other.
Could you talk about a few items you've already saved?
Yeah, no problem. With the Historical Society since, I think, 2012 or 2013. The Barrie page I've got is, I think, coming up on close to 15 years. Eastern Townships Roots, I believe, is coming up on 5 years already pretty quick. In Barrie, some of the things, we do our events, but some of the things we save, like we had someone who gave a wedding dress from the late 1800s. They're like, we've had this forever. It's gone down through generations. We don't have children that are interested in this. We don't want to throw it out because our family cared enough about it for the last, 130 years to preserve it. And they've reached out to certain historical societies and museums. And I'll be honest, like you and I know, I mean, people will take in anything, but I mean, museums only have so much space. So anyways, this wedding dress, long story short, there wasn't a museum that was interested in taking it. Not that they didn't want it, they just didn't have a place to showcase it. And we just happened to have room. The dress came from a family from Georgeville, which is about, I'd say, maybe roughly an hour and 15 minutes from Barrie. But it's the same region, the same history, the same lineage from the first people that came to the area. And we had room, so we took it on. So we have a nice display case with the, you know, it's a very nice wedding dress. I mean, full lace, 1800s. I mean, you can't get any better than that. We've had people give old masks. They just didn't know what to do with it. Old high school coats, uniforms, family military medals, military uniforms, old postcards. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. I mean, a lot of people like to do scrapbooking back in the day, because that was the way of, you know, maintaining clippings and whatnot. And we've had a lot of donations of those. And I mean, you'll find the odd pretty cool thing in there, like a contract to do the snow removal in such and such a town, and or something that related to their family. But I mean, when it comes to the clippings, I mean, most of newspapers have everything accessible online now. I mean, we'd like to take everything we can, but I mean, like you said, everything is limited space. But yeah, no, there's old pictures, postcards, all kinds of things have been given, which are really neat.
What process should people go through if they find something you might be interested in?
They usually contact me on my email through Eastern Townships Roots. The email is info@easterntownshipsroots.com, no capitals. Or they just message me on Facebook. You can find me under Joel Barter on Facebook or through Eastern Townships Roots Facebook page. And I always tell them, unless anything has the possibility to tell our history, a lot of people, the problem is they don't know what's of interest. And sometimes neither do we. But I mean, so when people usually don't know, you know, okay, well, I don't know. I don't know who to call. I don't know what to do with it. Well, sometimes it usually gets chucked out. So my suggestion is that if you're unsure, contact me. You can either send it by email, or you can take a picture and send it to me, and I can bring it to, usually what I do is I'll bring the email to the Historical Society, and our council will go over and say, okay, is this of interest? Is this something that can or cannot be accessed online? Because if it can be accessed online, or if a photo can be taken, you know, it saves space, right? I mean, it's all about space. But I mean, people don't know. You don't know what little tidbit of information may be of historical significance. Like, we have people that phone or write messages all the time talking about, like, well, I want to know what my I heard my grandfather lived on this range road in this county, and why did he choose that? Why did he choose that place? What was around it? What was there before? What lured them in? Well, you may have, you know, a family that's got, you know, paperwork from the 1840s and say, oh, well, my grandfather was there. And it's not much, but, you know, people ask and you say, oh, well, you know, such and such a family lived there in the 1860s. We have this document from them that said that the land was like this, or we built this type of house, or even there was a house there already. And it's kind of information like new people to the area want to know, okay, who owned the house before? Who built it? What was the story? You know, little things like that. And a lot of people ask, well, I see here that my family was from Barrie. Well, it says they were from Robinson, Barrie, Compton, Quebec. Which one is it? Well, people not from here do not realize that Barrie used to be called Robinson. It used to be in Compton County. Now it's the Haut-Saint-François. So when you're looking back and trying to find, you know, family information to pass on to, you know, next generations, it can be difficult, and it's hard to navigate to find the correct information. So my message is it could be pertinent. Don't throw it out. Just ask. And we'll figure out if it is pertinent and if it isn't. And, you know, you were going to throw it out anyway. So why not take the chance? It takes 5 minutes to send an email or to get a hold of me.
So what are the kinds of things that could happen with these items in more detail?
Usually we store them in our office. We have like a two-room office with a little closet. It's in the old town hall at Barrie. We have display case We do an open house once a year. There's also a library attached to the back where we do have display cases. And we'll try to take a theme and we'll change it out 3 to 4 times a year, stuff like that. I mean, this Barry's not a massive place, but people do come, and you have 1st of July where people come in and take a look at things. So yeah, everything's housed at our office. We have boxes, everything's labeled as best we can. We're all volunteers, and it's quite a job. And, you know, sometimes we have the time, sometimes we don't. So don't expect everything to be 100% labeled. Everything's a work in progress, but that's what we do. Yeah, like old historical books are good. Any book written on the region, you know, like people want to hear about what it was like. So, you know, here we'll either, if we have the book we need, we'll, you know, take pictures or photocopies and give it to them and they can read. We don't usually lend out the book for the fact that maybe it won't be returned and we, you know, a family had given it. So you want to make sure that, you know, everything stays where it should be.
You've worked on numerous historical projects in the area involving the home children, military banners in Barrie, and you even worked with the CBC on abandoned buildings. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I did that with Kate McIlvery from the CBC. Oh boy, that's going back a ways now. That might have been almost 10 years ago now. We also we redid the Robin Hood Flour Mill on Main Street. That was a big project. Yeah, the military banners. We're close to 100 banners throughout the streets of Barrie now. We've done military conferences. We've restored the Christ Canterbury Church in Canterbarie. We've done Festival of Food, Festival of Transportation, History of Military. I know I'm not naming them all. But we try to do 1 or 2 events per year,
What's next on the horizon for you in that respect?
Next on the horizon, that's a good question. Next on the horizon is we have a Christmas tea that we have taken over for St. Paul's Home, which is no longer. They used to do a Christmas tea every Christmas. When they originally closed down a few years back, they had asked if we wanted to take that over. At the time, we were already too busy. So we did not take it on the first year, but we did do the first one last year. We'll be doing another one, I believe. I don't know the exact date, but in the beginning of December, we're going to do a Christmas tea along with the relaunching of Bernard Epps, one of his books, because Bernard Epps, as you know, lived in Gould Station, which is in Barrie. So we'll be doing a re-release of one of his books, as well as the Christmas tea, to kind of keep the tradition going. That'll be it for this year. We've been working on trying to do a book regarding the history of the roads in Barrie, kind of like, why is this road named this way? How did it happen in history? We figured this could have been, you know, not a very tough project, but it has turned out to be quite an extensive project that may actually end up taking years to do now, because all the town records are handwritten from the 1800s through to about 1950-ish. So unless you can read, if you're a professional at reading people's handwriting, which has turned out to be quite difficult, that's one project, like I said, we had planned on having that done for next year, but that could be years down the road. I think that's it for now. I know there's other things in the works. It's just we haven't started on them yet. We're basically just trying to get this Christmas tea and the book launch done for this year. So that's it for this year in the short term.
Anything else people need to know?
Like I said, come, you know, if you haven't already, the Eastern Townships Roots Facebook page is, we're coming up on about 50,000 members. It's very interactive. We average about 975,000 viewers per month. I put a statistic up the other day where we had 1.9 million people view the page over the last 60 days. We've got about 8,000 people active and engaging on the page monthly. You know, there's people from all around the world, people are on there asking about their genealogy. You know, my grandfather lives at this address, and, you know, there's 50,000 people that are there ready to answer any question at any moment. I would give it a good 90 to 95% chance your question gets answered. So it's a great little community. Everyone's passionate. Everyone's respectful. And it's just a great way to connect with the past, the future, and the present.
Yeah. Like I said, if anyone, I'll give my email again. It's info@easterntownshipsroots.com, no capitals. Fire me off a question. I usually check it once a day, and we'll get back in touch with you.
You've been listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. And that was my conversation with local historian and archivist Joel Barter. This segment was supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. If you come across something in your attic, basement, barn, or shed, even if you're not sure it's important, Joel encourages you to reach out. You can find him through the Eastern Townships Roots Facebook page or by email at info@easterntownshipsroots.com. Sometimes a small item can reveal a much bigger story about the townships. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep your finger on the pulse.